Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the first parak of Maseches Challah with parak Aleph Mishnah Ches and parak Aleph Mishnah Tes. Parak Aleph Mishnah Ches is going to be dealing with a type of bread that is generally speaking used as animal food. This bread was baked from this type of dough that was known as dog's dough. And it basically includes a large amount of this bran that's mixed into the flour. Now again, the dough was usually used as dog food and would not be eaten by most people. However, if it did not have too much bran in it, it was somewhat edible, and shepherds who didn't necessarily have the easiest way of getting food would sometimes eat some of it. Sometimes, however, the bread would have so much bran that it was practically not edible at all, in which case even the shepherds would not eat it. The question is going to be, does challah and other halachos apply to this type of food? Says the Mishnah, Isas haklavim, regarding this dog's dough, Bizman shaharoim ochlin mimena, during the time when the shepherds would eat from it, meaning that if the bread does not have so much bran that would make it almost not edible, says, so if you have this type of dog's dough that's edible, chayeves b'challah, then it would be obligated in challah, because again, challah only applies to bread, and since the shepherds might eat it, it is considered to be bread in this situation. Also, arvin ba, you can also make an Erev Chatzeros with it. What's an Erev Chatzeros? An Erev Chatzeros is made by putting bread into one of the houses in a chatzer, in a courtyard, in order to permit a person to carry between a house and a courtyard on Shabbos. The Rabbanan, the Chazal, prohibited, they made usher to carry on Shabbos between one house and a courtyard, unless there's something uniting all the houses of the courtyard, and that would mean that food. So if you have this food that's being shared by all of the houses in the courtyard, then you're allowed to have, then you're allowed to carry from the home to the chatzer and back and forth, then that works. The same is true nowadays when you have an Erev in your home, in your community. So it allows you to go and to use the Erev to bring things outside, to carry them from your home outside and vice versa. So we have an Erev Chatzeros. It's typically a rav in a community that has some sort of a joint bread, some sort of a joint food that is being used to allow the Erev Chatzeros to work. What else can you do with this dog's dough, assuming that it's edible? Umishtatvin, but you can do what's called a shitufei mevos, which we're also going to learn about in Maseches Erevin. Shitufei mevos can be made with any food. Shitufei mevos basically refers, it's similar to an Erev Chatzeros, but in this situation, it's allowing you to carry from a private house to a communal courtyard, and then to an alleyway, really, from the courtyard, that there were these alleyways that the homes would sort of be opened up to. So how are you allowed to bring from the courtyard to an alleyway these shitufim mevos that would have this food that would, again, allow it all to be done by uniting everyone with this food that you have? What else can you do? Mevarchan aleha. And you can make a bracha of hamotzi lechem min haaretz on it as well. If it's not edible, if it's a dog food, then you can't. But in this case, it is edible. Umezamnin aleha, you can make a zimun with that. If three people are eating this bread, they are obligated to make a zimun as well, because again, it's considered to be bread. V'naaseh b'yom tov. It may be baked on Yom Tov, even though it is normally forbidden. It's not allowed to bake food for animals on Yom Tov, because in this situation, this bread will be eaten by the shepherds. It is considered baking for people and not for animals. Therefore, you could bake it on Yom Tov as well. The Yotze Bod Adam Yidei Chavasu BePesach, a person can use this dough to make their matzah on Pesach as well, because again, it's considered bread. And as the Pasuk describes in Sefer Shemos and in Sefer Dvarim, the bread that is being referred to as matzah is lechem oni. It has to be the bread of affliction, and therefore this has the status of bread, and it can be used to make matzah. However, im ein harom ochlin mimenu, the Mishnah says that if the shepherds do not eat from the dog's bread because it contains too much bran, and it's really considered to be dog food and not something that would be consumed and eaten by a human being, it's not subject to the obligation of challah. The ein ma'arvin ba, there wouldn't be an erev chatzeros. The ein mishtatvin ba, there wouldn't be shidufim mevos. The ein mevarachan ala, you wouldn't make a bracha on it. The ein mezamnin ala, you wouldn't make a zimun on it. The ein anasis b'yomtiv, you wouldn't be allowed to make it on Yom Tov. The ein adam yotavin ba yidei chavasa bePesach, and a person cannot fulfill his obligation of matzah with it on Pesach as Well, because again, the dog's bread is not considered to be bread in any of these cases. However, the Mishnah is going to conclude with a final law that does apply to both types of dog's breads, bein kach ubein kach mitama tumas acholin. That in either case, whether the bread is eaten by shepherds or it's edible or not, or it's not edible at all, it can become tameh under the this halacha of tumas Oakland, that when it comes to Tumas Oakland, as the Psukim describe in Sefer Vayikra, food that comes into contact with certain types of tummy items can become tummy, but again, that only applies to actual food. And according to the Bar Tanura points out, that because even dog's bread that is not normally eaten by shepherds will sometimes be eaten by humans in a pressing situation, so in that situation, it would, the halachos of Tumas Oakland, of it becoming tameh, would apply to it as well, even if it's not something that would typically be eaten. Okay, we're going to conclude the first parak of Maseches Challah by comparing and really explaining how challah and truma, both of which are given to the Kohen, share many halachos. Says the Mishnah, hachala v'hatruma, both challah and truma are subject to the following halachos together. Number one, chayavin alehen misa v'chomesh, that a non-Kohen who were to eat both challah and truma, they get the death penalty if they eat the challah or truma without meaning to do so, and they have to, or they have to add a fifth, the chomesh, but when paying it back, if they did it bishogi, if they did it by accident. What else unites challah and truma? The asurim lazarim, both of them are not allowed to be eaten by non-kohanim. Vehi nichsei kohen, both of them are considered to be the personal property of the kohen. It's not only an iser, but it's also a monetary thing. You're stealing something that actually belongs to another human being. The olin be'achrumeya, both of them become batel if they're mixed in a, let's say, a chulin pot with 100 times. You need 100 times the amount of chulin in those pots in order for them to become batel, in order for them to become nullified. Uteunin rechitas yadayim, both of them require a person to wash his hands before touching challah or before touching truma. As the Bar Tanura points out, the Rabban, the Chazal, made a gezeira that unwashed hands, if your hands aren't washed, they are considered to be tameh. Therefore, if a person touches truma with such hands, the truma becomes tameh. And since a Kohen may not eat truma that became tameh, the Rabban required us to wash our hands before touching any sort of truma or any sort of challah. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'ha arev shemesh, and both of them require nightfall. What does that mean, nightfall? That means that if a kohen becomes a tameh and he went into the mikvah during the day, he has to wait until the night, until tzeisak hachavim, until you have 3 stars to come out, before he can eat the challah or before he can eat the truma. V'einan nitalin you can't take either challah or truma from something that is tahor for something that is tameh. You can't designate a tahor piece of a dough as challah for tameh dough. You can't designate tahor produce as truma for tameh produce. Another similarity between them is elam and hamukaf. They can only be taken from something that is close by. When you're separating challah or truma, you can't have something in a different town, a different city. It has to be that you're separating what's right in front of you. Umin hadavar gamor, and both of them are taken only from something that is finished. In the case of challah, the dough must already be made before separating the challah. In the case of truma, the produce must be fully processed before you separate the truma. One final halacha that applies to both truma and challah, ha'omer, called garnei truma. If a person says that all of the grain in my silo is truma, v'chol isasi challah, or my entire dough is challah, lo amarkla, it's as if he said nothing, the truma or the challah does not take effect, ad sheyishayer miktas, unless he leaves over a part that is not truma or challah. Only a portion of the produce or dough is to be separated as truma or challah. You can't separate all of it. And the reason for that is because the truma, the Torah refers to truma as the first, the reishis degancha, the first of your grain, and therefore it implies there has to be another portion that is not truma. Same as when it comes to chal, the Torah tells us in Sefer Bamidbar that chal is referred to as the first of your doughs. Therefore, there must also be one part of the dough that is challah and another part that is not challah. So you can't designate all chal, all truma. It has to be some and some. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches discussed this Isas Klavim, this dough of the dogs, and we said that when it's during if it's a type of dough that would be eaten by the shepherds, it's not too much bran, then certainly it's obligated in challah, and you can make an Erev Chatzer with it, and you can make Shtifim Mevoz with it, you can make a bracha on it, you can make a Zimun on it, you can make it on Yantif, you can use it to make matzah and Pesach, and so on. If, however, it's too much bran and it's not really edible for shepherds to eat, then you are not obligated in a challah, then you wouldn't make an Erev Chatzer, then you wouldn't make a Shidufim Mevoz, you wouldn't make a bracha, you wouldn't make a Zimun, you wouldn't make it on Yantif, and you would not be able to use it to make matzah on Pesach. However, the Mishnah concluded by telling us that both these types of dog dough, whether it has the bran and therefore it's not typically eaten by a shepherd or not, it has the halacha of tumas ochlin, that it can become tameh, just like food can become tameh. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes discussed the halachos that unite both challah and truma, and we said that both of them cause someone to get the death penalty if he eats them on purpose. If he's not a kohen, you have to add a fifth. If you eat it by accident, both in the case of challah and truma, again for someone who's not a kohen, both of them are prohibited to be eaten by a non-kohen. Both of them are considered to be in the possession of the kohen. Both of them become batel when there's 100 times more chulin than the actual challah or truma. Both of them require a person to wash their hands before touching them. Both of them require a night, become night before the kohen who was tameh can consume the challah or the truma. Both of them are you not allowed to separate from tahor on behalf of tameh bread or produce, and both of them have to be given when they're close by. You have to separate the truma and the challah from that which is right next to it, and both of them only apply from something that is a relatively complete truma. Fully processed items are obligated in truma, and when it comes to challah, only things that are the dough, once the dough is fully made, then can you separate the challah. And the final halacha was that if a person were to say that all of my grain or all of my challah are considered to be either challah or truma, doesn't work. Like we said, you have to have some of it that is not challah, some of it that is not truma, because again, the Torah refers to both of them as the first of your grain, the first of your dough, and therefore it's not sufficient to say all of it's challah, all of it's truma, some of it has to be regular food that is being left over. Have a great day.